It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coming up, from writing a business plan to hiring employees, we begin a two-part series on what you need to know when starting a business with contributor Rebecca Harris. But first,
this is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rollerson. Today, book picks from Matthias Sundberg of Point Breeze. He recommends Dan Baum's book, Nine Lives, Death and Life in New Orleans. It began as a series of articles for The New Yorker in 2005.
It's about New Orleans before Katrina and then what happened just after. It's really, really, really interesting. Like it goes through the guy that brought back the Mardi Gras Indians, and it goes through, you know, all of these different people, and then what happens to every one of them as soon as Katrina happens. It's really just heartbreaking to see this city just sort of fall apart.
What did you get out of that maybe didn't come across in the sort of regular news reporting of those events?
I think it was just the characters, because it really is just nine stories. And to sort of watch their personal lives, you know, get built up and then fall down and then build up and then fall down, you know, like two people in the book sort of struggle, then come together and get married, and then their personal struggles. And as soon as Katrina happens, they realize, oh, this, you know, this works. You know, this is how our lives are supposed to work. And it was the personal touch that you don't get, you know, in other things.
What else have you read lately?
I'm in the midst of the D'Artagnan romances. I didn't know there was a second book. I always thought there were just two. Three Musketeers and Man in My Iron Mask. I didn't realize there was one in between those.
The trilogy thing goes way back.
Yeah, right? It goes way back. I had no idea. But I just sort of started that one and waiting for D'Artagnan to pull everybody together again.
And this one is like years later, right?
Yeah, 20 years later. I think they're facing off against the son of the woman they killed at the end of the first book. And they're not nearly as rambunctious. The characters are a little more reserved because they're 40, I think, at this point. So they're not running around looking for fights. Mm-hmm. They're just sort of, you know it's there. You know it's gonna happen. But they're kind of like Clint Eastwood in the Dollars movies, you know? Like, if he has to, he's going to. But
right. Okay.
He's not looking for it.
What about graphic novels? You said you're into comics earlier. Have you read anything good in that area lately?
I just read Alison Bechtel's Are You My Mother, which is a really, really fantastic book, sort of in a similar vein to Mouse, a bio story, memoir, I guess, a comic memoir. And I read Pittsburgh's Street Angel by Jim Rugg, the whole run of that, which is really fantastic. It's about a homeless teenage girl who fights ninjas in her city, which is, you know, a Pittsburgh analog, but
with ninjas
right. Naturally, it's really fantastic and imaginative and just really well, and the art is just tremendous.
Well, Matthias, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Matthias Sundberg lives in Point Breeze and works for the Fred Rogers Company. You'll find his recommendations at WESA.FM. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.